With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Just in time for the summer season, Pickens County is opening back up. Restaurants and hotels will welcome guests at partial capacity, and the county's plan to suppress the spread of COVID-19 relies on personal responsibility. Alex Hager has more.
Jordana Sabella of Pitkin County Public Health says it's imperative that people adhere to practices such as keeping distance from others and washing hands.
The guidance that we've put in place is really solid in theory, and what is going to make them successful is how we practice.
Sabella says residents and visitors alike should get tested as soon as they have symptoms. If cases increase, she says some reopening measures could be scaled back and public health guidance could be changed. Aspen Valley Hospital will monitor virus metrics and work with public health officials if infection rates start to pick up. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
As part of an effort to stimulate local restaurants and retail, the City of Aspen is mailing $25 gift cards to more than 1,500 households. The gift cards are good for use at participating Aspen businesses through July 10th. Residents who applied and qualified for a 2019 food tax refund application will be mailed a gift card. They must be used within Aspen city limits one time at one location and cannot be used at liquor stores or marijuana dispensaries. The total cost of the program is $50,000. It's being financed by a $6 million COVID-19 recovery fund City Council designated earlier this spring. Protests are drawing crowds across the country, including in the Mountain West. City leaders now worry they could lead to local surges in COVID-19 cases. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
City leaders are worried protests could lead to new outbreaks of COVID-19. Reports say that hundreds gathered in places like Boise and Reno over the weekend. In Denver, Mayor Michael Hancock announced the city will be offering free tests to protesters, who reportedly gathered in the thousands there. A spokesperson with the city says people would not need to declare or prove they'd been at a protest in order to qualify for testing. City officials in other places, like Atlanta and New York, are also encouraging protesters to get tested for COVID-19. There's a lag time between when people get infected and when they get sick, so it could take a couple weeks to notice a surge in cases. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
State lawmakers are reacting to the protests that are being held outside the Capitol in response to the death of George Floyd, a black man who was killed in police custody in Minnesota. Scott Franz has more.
Senator Rhonda Fields, the vice chair of Colorado's Black Legislative Caucus, read the names of several African Americans who have been killed by police officers. She says lawmakers should show leadership on the issue and do more to condemn racist incidents.
It appears that the injustice continues time and time again, and I'm not seeing any change. The only change I'm seeing is someone has a cell phone and they record the action.
Hundreds of people gathered on the Capitol lawn for another day of protests as Fields spoke. The demonstrations, which have been happening in Denver since Thursday, have left the Capitol covered with broken windows and graffiti. Other lawmakers said they should take up bills to further prevent police brutality. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Governor Jared Polis says older residents can start traveling to Colorado's great outdoor destinations once again. Polis previously told residents over the age of 65 to stay inside as much as possible to avoid being exposed to COVID-19. But he says visiting parks and other outdoor areas is a safe activity because the spaces allow for more social distancing. Polis is still encouraging residents to wear masks and stay at least 6 feet apart when they are out in public. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News. And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Molly Dove.